Jesus Christ.
My God.
Oh, I tell you what.
What happened to your pants?
They were off. Feels good to be here, Sydney.
Can we just stop
there
for a second?
Don't take your pants off and don't invite me. That's bullshit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who took them off?
Huh?
Who took them off?
How come your pants were off?
I was in the toilet.
Oh.
Nothing sus. Why do you guys always think there's something sus going on?
Well, we're just jealous, really, of you. Like,
okay, touche.
Sydney, welcome to our first ever BLT live podcast in your city. Yes.
And oh, yeah. BLT's first ever live birthday party in any city. Wow.
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
It's
That was the most pathetic, timid happy birthday attempt.
Yes. Now, but before we really, I do want to do a bit of admin off the top. Give us a cheer if you do not listen to this podcast and you have been dragged along tonight.
Oh, way too many.
Fucking hell.
Ah, yes, the regular 60%. Just found out we have a podcast.
Yes.
So, do you want to start off with the introductions?
Oh, I'd love to start off with the introductions.
Introductions?
Okay, so, into I'm having a stroke. That's why. Okay, my name is Blake, and I am... Oh, let's do Sydney-themed stuff, I think, this episode, boys.
There's such a small pool of things for me to pull from here.
No, well, you'll figure it out. You got time, right? My name is Blake, and I am the bloody big bridge that's in the harbour of BLT. Yep, that's my thing.
Someone's watched Finding Nemo. Well done, man.
Fucking...
My name's Luke. Hi. I'm the legitimately always stuck in traffic in BLT. Yep. Thank you. I love being here.
My name is Tyler. I am the turning my head away from anyone who understands road infrastructure of BLT.
What we're trying to say is, in the nicest way possible, Sydney's fucked.
Yeah.
How do you live here?
How do you guys get around? Even Google Maps just gives up half the time. It's a robot and it's like, fuck, I don't know.
As you suggested, it should have layers like in Zelda because it doesn't know when you're in a bridge.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, sorry, in a tunnel. Or in a bridge.
Sometimes the tunnels aren't the bridges. It's the same thing. Yeah. Oh, well, no, we love being here, though.
Luke, you've been in Sydney the longest out of all of us. Me and Tyler, I got here today. Tyler got here yesterday. You've been here for what? How long now?
8 days.
Pretty much a local, mate.
Yeah. I'm one of you guys. I got racially discriminated against this week. So thanks for that. No, there was no one here. I don't know, maybe they're here. I was staying in Chatswood earlier in the week, which is like a multicultural place.
What's Chatswood? Why did everyone go, ooh?
Yeah,
what is that? It's gross. Okay, it's gross.
Well,
Luke says it's multicultural. The blokiest bloke here just goes, it's fucking gross, mate.
It's known for its, like, Asian cuisine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, delicious. What's wrong with that? Chatswood sounds
young,
awesome.
Mate. What are you talking about?
Gross.
So we went out to dine. I've heard so many great things. And, the lady... And look, fair enough. I am white. That's not a secret. I'm happy to... You know what? I'm going to come out and say it. I'm a Caucasian boy.
Yeah.
No, don't share it. No.
Oh. This got racist real quick with that clap. Jesus Christ. Some dude in the back's just taking his white hood off at the moment.
This should turn into a rally real quick. Yeah. No, guys. Just
really quick?
Really quick. When someone says they're white, never clap.
Yeah.
If anything, you should wait for them to apologise for war crimes.
Yeah. Yes. True.
Mm. But no, I am of Caucasian descent and... It kind of feels like we're doing a podcast in like Wollongong or something. Yeah. Expected more from you. Anyway, so I'm trying to experience new things like fried rice.
Awesome. Put tomato sauce on it too, did you?
Yeah. It was myself, my girlfriend Meg, and our good friend, another comedian, Frenchie, right?
Love that guy. Great guy.
Yeah. Arguably the three whitest people I know. And I order off the menu something that I think I want, and then it was very swiftly and quickly told to me by the person who was working there, who was Chinese. And it
why
was,
did you tiptoe into that?
Well, they were Chinese. I didn't tiptoe. No, man.
Please
I was,
continue.
I was telling the story in a... Well, you know what? Because it's already gotten weird in here. Man, excellent. I didn't want people to like boo when I said to you it's Chinese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've already clapped white. I don't know what the fuck the vibe is in here. Okay, so she was Chinese and I picked out what I thought I wanted and then she quickly told me that is not what I wanted.
Yeah. She shut you down?
And I was like, no, sorry, just the... It, by the way, it's the special fried rice with beef. That's what I ordered. Mm.
For a special boy.
And she goes, oh, most Western people just order special fried rice. Are you sure you want the beef? And I was like, I'm fairly sure. And then 30 seconds later, she talked me out of the beef.
So you backed down?
I was like, is it spicy? And she's like, no, it's difficult to eat. And I'm like, maybe she didn't... Oh, maybe she thought I was...
What?
What?
Like special fried rice.
Yeah.
I think she thought Frenchie was my carer. Which would be concerning if that was the case. Oh. Meg's probably both of our carers, realistically.
Yeah.
And then the meals came out and there was chopsticks on the table and I picked them up and this woman laughed at me in the face.
Yep.
And then she said, oh, sorry, the forks are over there.
Oh!
And redirected me to the cutlery. And I know that I know you shouldn't stereotype people based off their race, but I was like, thank fuck. I was
You were relieved?
I was so relieved because I knew I can do it, but it takes me like an hour to eat. I can do like one bit of rice at a time.
And that's like the, you know what that is? You know, like if you using chopsticks is like the white person in a Chinese restaurant equivalent of like your boomer mum using the iPhone with one finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if you'd done it like one chopstick per hand and it just wings out.
You there watching Frenchie eat? No, and I genuinely appreciated it, but it did have the energy of like imagine if I was at a TAFE.
It's patronising.
Imagine if I was at a TAFE and I saw a Chinese person. I was like, yeah. Oh, sorry, the university's that way, mate. They would genuinely be like, oh, thank you so much. I was...
Hey, positive racial stereotypes are still positive, right?
Yeah. What do you mean? Why was that edgy? I was calling them no smarter context. Than everyone.
That's going on the TikTok, mate. That's without context whatsoever. Just that little snippet. You are fucked.
And everyone on TikTok will be like, yes. I see no problems here. Play on, boys.
True, true, true.
You cunts are dumb. Yeah.
Oh.
But I was at the TAFE.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you were there too.
Yeah, it's called self-deprecation. It's also truth. I did go to TAFE.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is I'm not encouraging racism, but...
But...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's helpful.
It did, yeah. It got you out of a sticky situation.
I didn't know where the forks were, so that was really appreciated.
I really hope there's not a reviewer at the back of the room just literally writing down, racism is helpful, Luke Kidgel 2024.
Yeah. No, but I hope if you are writing it down, say write down the but.
Yeah.
That's important.
You are touring Europe later too. It might help you move tickets over there, that quote.
Are they racist?
A little bit.
Oh.
Okay. You're going to Germany, mate. That's kind of their thing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'd also appreciate where the folks are.
Exactly. Exactly. Feels good to be in Sydney.
I realised I've started off the show with a weird anecdote.
Yeah, because like there are Spotify reviews now that are like, you can like leave reviews on our episodes. This one's going to be fucking wild reading back.
No, I can't wait
tomorrow.
For it.
We've had some wild ones over the past couple of weeks. Have you got them up?
Yeah, yeah. I've been writing
the Spotify reviews.
Yeah. We read reviews out, and since then, it has encouraged an onslaught of our listenership to go on and review the show. And,
it's actually kind of frustrating because before we discussed it on the show, before we announced that, like, you guys can go and take your thoughts and directly tell us what you think about us, you could tell that the people who were leaving reviews were kind of timid about it. They were authentic. They were doing it and they were going, oh, I don't know if you guys are going to see this, but if you do, here's some constructive feedback. There were some wild ones, of course. But now you fuckheads are just wasting our time. There's no point reading them anymore.
I got a review in person the other night. I was at the pub.
Oh, that's even worse.
I thought I'd switch it up. And I met a BLT head. It was in Chatsworth. Are they here tonight? Look, he lied to me and said he was coming. Yep, I thought yep. so. And he was like, dude, we love the poll guys, blah, blah, blah. And he had a few. And I wrote down the quote because I didn't want to forget it. Mm. I think we should actually chuck this on a poster if we have a tour of this show more. He goes, here's why I like it. And I go, God, I can't wait. He goes, so it's like, this is like a grown man trying to discuss, like trying to describe a podcast, by the way. He's like, okay, it's like white noise, but you enjoy it. He goes,
okay.
He goes, it's like, it's background shit, but you can get a chuckle out of it. And his girlfriend's like, please be quiet. I'm so sorry about him. He's really drunk. And I'm like, no, don't keep, let him go. Right. And he repeated that to me on repeat for about 45 minutes. And he's like, if I could just reiterate the fact that you are not my primary thing I'm listening to.
You are secondary.
You are a tough listen with my full attention is what he was saying. Yeah.
Man, so the universe is trying to remind you of your lineage at such a rampant pace. You had the Chinese restaurant racial profiling, and then the guy goes, you are white noise?
Yeah.
Message received.
Yeah. Okay. I'm surprised he didn't direct me to the cutlery.
All right, we're going to talk about volleyball for 25 minutes as well.
Yeah. This one's from last week's episode where we talked about the Kendrick versus Drake beef.
Yep.
Not many people big fans of that
segment. It's totally fine.
Segment.
Reasonable.
30 minutes of, by the way, it's from Miss Trunchbull, who I think
Well, she was the worst character in Matilda, so don't care what she says anyway.
30 mins of boring music chat. No mention of the Tom Brady roast. Okay. Has wrestling ended or something? ? Tyler, you're not the heart of this pod.
God. Why are you reading the shit from my burner? That's
I'm about to do 2 hours of slave labor on this stage for the people, but I'm not the heart. That is heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I don't know. Shit. I don't understand the second part.
Yeah, what does it say? Can you read it?
Why not? It's in English. You have a go.
Tyler, you're not the heart, and would your health Slater with a mustache attempt in brackets? What does that mean? What's health Slater?
It's good to see we've got an audience in Newcastle then. That's gorgeous.
Is there a person called Heath Slater that you look like?
Heath Slater's a wrestler. Yeah.
What?
He was like a redhead. He was in a band called Three Men Band.
How do you know that?
I think it's undiagnosed autism is what they call it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look into that. That's a bizarre piece of feedback. What am I meant to do with this too? That's what I mean. That's not constructive. Tyler, you're not the heart. That just makes you want to cry.
All right. It's good to get humbled occasionally. Yeah, relax. It happened to me at the pub. Wear white noise. All right.
Yeah, true.
Not enough placate, if you're asking me.
Mate, I just said I'm autistic. I do it enough to myself, yeah. I think.
Valid.
I love this one. This runs from Juliet, and she just said, truly riveting today, boys. And I just assume it's sarcastic.
did you say Juliet?
Juliet. I don't want to read her last name, but...
Juliet.
Yeah, like Romeo's.
Well, you just said Juliet.
Juliet.
Sorry, continue. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
This one was my favourite one. This came in from Sean. Good shit, lads. Finally reading the fucking reviews. Me typing like someone cares. Can you shout out my nan's mum's dog's rat, Chanel? Thank you.
Shout out, Chanel. Sydney, can we get a Chanel?
Fuck yeah! Hell yeah.
That rat is stoked right now.
Dude, that rat is so chuffed.
Yeah, there were no other... The rest were actually pretty positive, so you guys actually come up.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. I thought when you were telling your anecdote about the... Have you got something else?
Oh, yeah, sorry. And he joins us tonight. He's in the front row. Good friend of the show, Whitey.
Is that Whitey?
Whitey. Yeah.
More white noise. Whitey. What's going on?
Whitey lives in Tasmania. Have you come up tonight for this?
Oh, my God.
He's now regretting his decision.
Oh, I got... Look, we have a Discord, right? This came in... Anyway.
Okay. A couple of bros hanging out in the Discord. Go for it.
Whitey said, and thanks, mate, for this feedback. It was similar to some of the other feedback. Is there an amount of money I can pay to stop the talk about American rappers writing poems to each other? The first 45-minute Patreon rant was hard. I'm now on last week's pod, and it continues. And then an emoji with a gun to its head. It keeps going. It was clever play to get us to beg for wrestling. Oh, if this was a clever play to get us to beg for wrestling chat to come back, you win. We're sorry. The Undertaker was robbed, and we love Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
So, yeah. Give us a cheer if you enjoyed the Kendrick versus Drake breakdown.
That's pretty good.
No, man, you forgot 90% of people don't listen to this podcast at all.
Yeah.
That's actually 100% of the people who heard that.
Yeah.
Pretty good hit rate.
But who likes the wrestling chat?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I like that hit rate.
Yeah, oh, let's go. I love you. Let's go.
We're doing something right.
Have you boys, you brought this up to me today. I didn't really know this was happening so soon. Is anybody on board with the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight that's about to happen? Yeah.
If this is the loop, I'm nowhere near it. So out of the loop.
So for those who don't know, because we're living in a crazy timeline, Disney star and YouTuber Jake Paul is fighting ex-professional boxer Mike Tyson, who bites people's ears off.
Yeah.
And they did a press conference, and I got to say, these boys don't know how to trash talk, but these boys do know how to flirt.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if anyone else saw this, but I'll play the clip. You haven't seen this yet?
No, I haven't seen it at all.
So I think what Jake's going for here, because Mike Tyson's an old man, this is what I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he's trying to work him up and make him say something kind of homophobic. Okay. I think that's what he's trying to bait an old man into making an old man feel uncomfortable, because he flirts with him as a joke. Is that how you'd interpret it? Someone who's seen it? Yeah, okay. All right, I'll play the clip.
I want to kiss Mike's big juicy lips.
And then Mike responds.
He wanted to kiss me? He said he wanted to kiss you. That's so ironic that he said that, because I saw a picture of him dancing at 16 doing a little dance on YouTube, and for some reason I had an erection.
Whoa. Is that the curb music?
Yeah. So for those who didn't understand him, because you speak English and not Mike Tyson, he says, I think he says something along the lines of, that's coming from a guy who I used to watch dance in videos when he was 16, and then it gave me an erection.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And you see him say it and then go, oh, no. But he doesn't have the brain capacity because of so much CTE and weed. He doesn't have the brain capacity to correct himself. So then he just goes back into his chair and he's like, oh, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
He has a face tat. It's not his biggest problem.
No. In Mike's defense, he does speak like someone who's been hit in the head hundreds of times. And that is because he's been hit in the head
100 times. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's so sick. I wish I was good at that, could have flirted with the homies. Should we try it?
No. Oh, flirt to flirt with the homies.
Oh, you want to flirt?
Is the sky blue?
Do you?
I don't know.
Are the roads in Sydney impossible to navigate?
Fucking yes, let's flirt. Who's going first?
I'll go first. Leaky?
Yeah. Hang on, I'm just tucking up my boner.
Leaky, I love the way that sometimes when you're sitting at home looking at your TikTok page and your stand-up clip hasn't got 10 million views, your lip quivers a little bit and you kind of go, because I like a sensitive guy.
It felt like more of a roast there.
No, because it's so rare that happens, that when it happens it's special.
You're lucky I'm a little sub, because I kind of like being thrown around a little bit. verbally, you know? It's like I'm turned on, but I'm hurt, you know? Like,
okay.
All right, you next, Blair.
Tyler?
Yep.
All right, you've fucking had enough love tonight, mate. Tyler, you know how people say you're not the heart of the podcast?
I'm recently aware of that, yes.
And you still aren't, but... But what I will say, if I got to see any one of your organs, it would be something a bit below the waist. Yeah.
What? Okay.
Oh.
It wasn't really flirting. I want to see your dick. That was basically my messaging there.
Yeah. You've got CTE as well.
Yeah, that wasn't really flirting. That was more... autism. I was going to say assault, but better choice, I think. Yeah. All right, now your turn, mate.
I'm going to flirt with both of you.
Ooh, okay. A group flirt. I don't feel too special.
Three-way. This is like that new Zendaya movie out, Living My Dream. Let's go. Let's go.
The only reason... This is a confession and a flirt. The only reason as to why I ever said yes to doing this podcast, BLT, so I could always be in the middle of you boys.
That was a great
flirt. On the spit, you fucks! Yeah. Eiffel Tower, high five that shit. Let's go.
Okay.
Sorry, I just felt like it was too wholesome.
Yeah.
That was good though.
I feel when I have a real moment with my friends.
I feel thoroughly flirted with. Just before we move on, I was thinking about Mike Tyson. I was wondering if you guys could verify something about him. I know very limited information about this man. I was watching a documentary a couple of years ago. Does he still have that tiger?
Oh, I think that was in like the 90s.
Oh,
I don't know.
So the Hangover lied.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know, can I also make a confession about Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
I'm such a big WWE. I've just got dirt on Mike Tyson. But the first time I found out who Mike Tyson was isn't because he was a boxer. It was because one time in 1996, he special guest refereed Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Shawn Michaels, and I was like, he's pretty good at reffing. I like this new guy they've brought in. And then for the next 5 years, that's what I thought Mike Tyson was from.
You thought he was a really famous WWE ref?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people might have just found out who Mike Tyson is. It gives a shit if you had no idea who Mike Tyson was.
No.
There's a couple people.
There's two people.
You didn't know who Mike Tyson was? You just felt bad.
I was surveying the crowd. I wasn't asking for sympathy.
Immediately ratted out. That's awesome.
Can I just apologise as well for the seating setup we've got going on here? There are three people that are behind us.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hey, man. What's your name, dude? Lockie. And what letter of the podcast are you? L. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that we are learning tonight. Let's go. What's your... You are the... Autistic. Yes.
Okay, yes, he is.
Yes, you are the autistic of...
Autism does not begin with L. Yes. Yeah. Great call.
Every time we do these live podcasts, I'm shocked at how people struggle to grasp the format of the intros.
Yeah.
So it's the name of... The first letter of your name and then any word that starts with that letter.
Yeah.
Give Lockie a redemption. Lockie,
you are the...
Lettuce. Okay, lettuce. Yeah. Oh, well, you've just gone with what the...
Let's just move the fuck on,
alright? Yeah. Speaking about your anecdote earlier, I just want to do a quick survey. Is there any ex-McDonald's employees in here?
Jesus, okay, cool. 60% of the room. Right.
I just want to run something by you. I witnessed something the other day in a McDonald's that I wanted to question because it kind of brought what I thought at the time. Upon reflection, I think it maybe was an undeserved amount of rage from me watching this interaction between an employee and a customer at McDonald's. There was a woman working in the McCafe and she was making coffees and teas and what have you. And an older lady walked up and pointed at both of the coffee machines. And she said, "Excuse me, you have to make my cup of tea in this machine because the water's always hotter from this one." Do they... There's no difference! Yeah. Oh, thank you! So it wasn't unfounded levels of rage. Cool. That's really been sitting with me for 3 days. We were planning this podcast and the boys were like, "You got any stories?" I'm like, "The only thing I can think about is the McCafe thing, but that's not going to be good." But I'm glad I got that sorted out. It's been on my... Thank you. Do you guys want to take it away?
I want to let you sit in this for a bit.
Yeah, let's.
I probably will.
This is what we in show business call poor decision making.
No, I feel great about it.
So how old was the lady?
She was getting on.
She was getting on.
Yeah. Probably one of her last cups of tea.
One of her last cups of tea. Yeah. Really, really old.
Yeah.
Or like 27 or something like.
Yeah. Now, listen, Lukey.
That's all right. They'll get into it if you tell them you're white.
Yeah.
I'm.
Oh, no! Shut the fuck up! So Jesus. Obviously a joke.
Nah, I'll take that.
That was
I'll
way too that. Much white noise, if anything. Yeah, God, the true. Living end would be disgusted with this. Right. Yes. Blake got a music reference in. He's learning.
Let's go. Good job, Blakey. Well done. Listen, you might not know about this, but Blake and I have fallen on some hard times. We're going through a bit of a financial crisis. The travelling here was not easy, and we kind of had to put our brains together and figure out how can we make a few bucks. And we realised you were sitting on a gold mine that you just refused to act on. So we've kind of gone ahead, steered the ship.
Yeah.
Can you just remind people about a big thing you did recently, a big thing you ran?
Yeah. What'd you do, mate?
I ran a marathon.
Yep.
Thank you. That's what you're doing for the validation of strangers. Yes. Not for personal goals or achievements. It's purely to impress you lot. And I'm glad it did. Would you guys just remember that I was Caucasian? I can't tell anymore. But yes, I did run a marathon.
Yes. So Luke ran a marathon, and if you guys haven't been keeping up with the show, there is someone in our audience or in Luke's audience that wants him to get back into sex work. Mm. Now, you sold your socks a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And the person...
Again, I've fallen on hard times. Yeah.
Now, the person sent you a message and said, hey, I want to buy more of your socks. I want to buy... Did you sell it to this person initially or no?
No, this is a new person. There's a few thirsty people in the DMs.
Yeah, so this person wanted to buy your socks. We were talking about trying to get in contact with them, but the trail went cold when you couldn't find their DM, right?
Yes, I have a screenshot of the DM, but then I couldn't... I'm trying to find it now.
That's all good. Mate, no need, because this person's not going to get their wish.
No. But I tell you what, someone else can.
In this room.
And what this is like what to we do call is... a marketing opportunity for you lot.
Yeah. So, Blake and I waited until after you'd run the marathon. You were passed out cold. Meg let us in through the back.
Yeah.
And what we have today for sale...
Yeah. Oh, this, yeah.
For sale today, we have two authentic Luke Kigel marathon socks.
Yep.
Now, if you guys listened to the episode, you would have known that he had quite a struggle getting through this marathon.
Oh, yeah.
His feet gave out, but his heart did not.
Can we just do a quick... I remember the dampness.
It's still moist, too. Yeah. Ice cold. I've had them in an Esky for weeks now.
Yeah.
But look at that. I mean, look at the jiggle on them, too.
Oh, dude, they're like Ice Spice's socks with the amount of jiggle that's attached to it.
Are you about to auction my socks off?
Yeah, that's the point.
We'd like... Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we've got tonight. We've got two Luke Kigel socks auctioning off to the highest bidder. However, we don't want necessarily... I mean, I know we said we fell on hard times, but it's not really the financials that we're looking to bring back. It's our moods. It's our happiness and joy.
But let me just say, we will take finances as well if anybody has any cash to spare. But
is this just like a classic barter system? If you have something to trade, either money or...
Yeah, and what we need from the audience, something they can trade, is a special skill that they can perform for us right here on stage.
Yeah. You have one? Hell yeah, what's your name?
Lee, you are
listen, okay? Lee, what are you, Lockie fucking turn them on, mate? But you are the...
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, so many,
Lockie,
so many
Lockie, turn
words.
Them off, mate. You got
you
the lamb.
Lamb?
Let's go.
All right, we'll take lamb.
We'll take lamb, let's go. Okay, and now, what's your special skill, lamb?
I can yodel.
You can yodel?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, I'll be the judge of that.
Now, before you come up here and yodel, are you interested in the socks?
Yeah.
Not too enthused. Well, just before we let Lamb yodel for the socks, Is there anyone else in the room who would like to take a shot at earning a Luke Kidgel marathon? So, oh, we've got a hand
up
that.
There. What's your
why
name?
Why are their hands popping up?
I'm Lauren.
Lauren. Another L.
Three L's. Let's go.
Holy shit.
And what are you, Lauren?
I'm the lady from Tamworth who hates your slander.
The lady from Tamworth okay. who hates your slander.
First person from Tamworth who can pronounce any word correctly.
That's a coherent sentence from someone from Tamworth.
Let's go. Okay, and what is your special skill?
I can breathe out of my eye.
Oh, what the fuck? Breathe out of her eye.
And this is why people shit on Tamworth.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't know if you know, but like most people are like, mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How the fuck did a frog get into our audience?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Because it is a Tamworth thing. They are all mouth breathers there. So it's like, what's the...
It's the inbreeding.
Yeah.
It gives you superpowers, like the worst superpowers ever.
I have a question. Was it Lee?
Lauren.
Sorry. You were Lee. Yeah, sorry.
Lady from Tamworth who doesn't like our slander. Carry on.
I have a question, Lauren. How would we be able to tell if you're...
How do we measure that skill?
Can we get a microphone? You can hear the mic.
Someone said, please don't.
I kind of have to hear the eye air. Air?
I'm not leaving this room until we hear that eye.
Yeah.
All right, get on up here.
Hang on. So do we want to have like a, maybe it's like a crowd vote and winner earns the socks?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Oh, we couldn't have got a better prize?
Yeah.
No. No, these are a collector's item, dude.
Yeah.
The Luke Kidgel debut marathon sock.
Yeah.
Bloodied and hairy and what have you. The story, if these socks could talk, mate, the stories they'd tell, yeah. I'll tell you what.
Whose hair?
Yeah.
It could be Luke's.
Oh.
It could be Meg's. Yeah. Meg's DNA, yeah. Clone an Archibald if you want.
It's probably my pubes.
yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody puts their hand up. They're like, I've got a special skill now. Fuck. All right. So what should we do first? Should we do the yodeling or should we do the eye air?
Eye first.
Okay. Let's do the eye first. All right. Come on up here, Lauren.
Ooh. Everyone, give a round of applause.
Yeah. As out of respect for Lee's chances, I do think it will be hard to top eye air.
Yeah.
Like, totally, I think yodeling's great, but I don't...
Lauren's brought a party hat as well. Let's go.
Oh, kicking the party off early. Oh, all right. Would you like to come? Please come this way. Come past me. Yep, sorry.
Lovely to meet you, Lauren. Sorry
Lauren,
about the
what
Tamworth.
What a pleasure.
Pleasure, Lauren. Yep. Thank you for being here. No, of course.
It's very okay.
Very damp.
Oh, my hand. Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah. See, that was a quality test for the sock as well.
Good clarification. Good.
He's a damp boy.
Okay, now, with the eye air, is this something that happens passively, or are you able to control this superpower?
She's like Magneto. It's like she has to put a fucking helmet on to stop that fucking...
the air escaping. Yeah.
So I can only breathe out. I can't breathe in, so I do have to eventually take a break. But it is like...
Oh, that's good. It's not infinite eye air.
Yeah.
Probably more intensive cardio than Luke's marathon as well. So.
But no, I do have to be like focused on it.
Focus. Okay, so we command and demand silence from the audience, please, as we get the eye air out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you like to hold the mic?
Oh, yeah, that's probably easier.
Is this the biggest crowd you've ever done in front of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the only crowd you've ever done this in front of?
Let's go. It's normally reserved for restaurants.
What the fuck does that mean, Lauren?
You're not doing Tamworth any favours.
You've been banned from Tamworth Zambreros, is what's happened. Go on.
Okay. Oh! Wow!
Oh my god! That was incredible.
It sounded like mice.
Yeah.
You can stick your finger there and feel the air come out.
Can I? All right, we'll count you in.
Ew!
Oh, it's for science. Yeah. All right.
And they are his socks.
Oh,
to be fair.
So how far away? Just like my finger there.
Holy shit.
Can I feel? Where, there? Oh, that's fucked. What the fuck was that?
All right, can I have a go too? Is it hurting?
She's got more air in her eye than I... How gross is that? I was just going to say, you've got more air in your eye than I do my lungs. That's fucked up.
Holy smokes. Oh my god.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, the
give it up for Lauren, everybody.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh man. Yeah. Little finger aircon, that's great.
Yeah.
Finger aircon. Saves it for restaurants.
Hang on, there's someone in the front row trying to breathe out of their eyes.
Oh my god.
How's it going? Please don't pop an eye.
Yeah.
Head's gonna explode.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't think it was gonna work.
All right, now, okay. How confident are you feeling right now, Lee?
She's going to give it a shot.
No, I love the confidence. All right, let's give it up for Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, Lee. Yoda Lee. Are you going to take this mic? Is it a particular song you're going to yodel for us? Or?
I'm just going to do some yodeling from a song. Fuck. Okay.
I'll give you some space.
Yeah, well, the floor is yours.
Hang on, can I go with this?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to kill you. No, that wasn't a threat. Please move. Sorry, I meant you were going to trip over the mic cord and fall off the stage.
Oh my god, I wasn't
great.
Expecting that.
Well done, Yoda Lee. Congratulations.
Two incredible skills.
Yes.
And two disgusting socks.
Ah. Oh.
Now, boys. Oh.
Now, hasn't boys, this just worked out perfectly?
Listen, I don't want to speak ahead of anyone, but if we cut to the judges' panel here, should we diversify the prize pool?
Can I put something out there before we make this a tie?
Absolutely.
Is there anyone with a special skill who thinks they can take the lot right now? Who wants to steal them off both of them?
Can I get
one hand. Oh, there's one hand going up.
Is no discussion. They're like, please don't give me this cunt socks. Anyone?
There's someone here.
Yeah. You can detach your thumb.
Oh, what the?
Welcome
fuck?
To the stage, Deadpool, everybody. What?
What do you mean you can detach your thumb?
I think I'll vomit if I watch this.
What was your name?
My name is Alex.
And
Alex,
you are
the
detachable thumb.
I'm going to detach my head with a shotgun if someone gets this format wrong one more fucking time!
One more time, guys. It has to begin with A, like your name, Alex. So you are the...
Autistic detachable thumb.
All right, good. We'll take that. Autistic detachable thumb.
We can't all say autistic.
It's pretty insane. I don't think anybody can do it.
Oh, you can do it. Anyone else can detach their thumb?
Come on now.
Okay, fuck, he's confident. He really wants these socks, man.
You're a horny boy.
Wait, is that blood on them? I saw some red. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, there's blisters. There's pus and what have you on the back of the sock. Let me see. What,
No. You don't get to touch the fungal product, mate.
I need to see this thumb off the... All right.
Dude, this bro's going to detach his feet and wear them.
Holy shit, all right. Oh my God, I'm going to fall over.
I'll detach my limbs if I have to.
Okay, so what do we need to do? Just count you in?
I'll go.
He's going to go.
Oh,
it's one of these.
Oh, we've been had.
Oh, you motherfucker! Oh. Sit down, Alex. Sit down, you cheeky dog.
Give him a
round of applause for the confidence. We've been had.
For audio listeners, he did the uncle move at Christmas where you put your other thumb near your other thumb and then pretend it's coming off the other hand.
Yeah.
His real name should be Tom with all that foolery.
Yep.
Bullshit. Oh, okay. It's his dad's name. Fair enough. All right, Alex...
Mate, detach the vocal cords right now, because there's a lot of yap going on. All right.
Hang on. Can I just flag it? Yeah. Maybe that one was on us.
That's more on me.
He did say detach his thumb.
Like I said he could detach his thumb, and I think maybe there was a little part of me that was like, I hope he does it. And I don't know, I thought you were going to dislocate it of some sort.
That's
did anyone else think that where
yeah,
it was going?
I can dislocate my thumb. I thought that's what he was going to do.
Yeah. Oh, well, we walked into that one.
No,
anyway.
I'm not going to show you that, no.
Do we just want to give one sock to each?
Let's
maybe put it to a vote. Who thinks that iAir should get both socks? All right. Who thinks yodeling should get both socks? Who thinks it should be a tie?
It's the tie.
I feel like that was a tie. Well,
I bless thee with this first sock.
Yes.
For the yodeling.
Oh.
And,
yeah.
Or is it? No, you stay there, please. You stay there.
Yeah, right? Crowd, yeah.
Now, can we pass this back? Do you guys mind passing that backwards?
Rude. You were yodeling and now you're odling.
This is like the movie Outbreak. This is how the apocalypse starts, by spreading this virus right now. This is fucked up. Yeah. Oh.
This does feel like the... Yeah, you're right. Feels like this year's Wuhan bat, you know? Like,
yeah.
People will remember this.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe someone can shoot air out of their eyeball. What are we doing?
It's crazy that just...
I love you guys.
We didn't do shit. You say it to Lauren. All right, we love you, Lauren.
We love you, Lauren.
No, that was a bit awesome. Much, but we love. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Expert, and we love thanks you as well, Lee. Thank you, so
Lauren.
Much.
Did you come all the way from Tamworth to be here?
No, Newcastle.
Newcastle. Okay.
Oh wow.
So, how come you? Are you from Tamworth originally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Born and bred.
Born and inbred.
Do you want to talk about how it's our birthday?
Oh yeah, it's the podcast birthday. We started this podcast.
Yeah.
Little party horn that went off the back. We started this podcast a year ago, and I know some of you have been probably listening since the start. Some of you might be new, and either way, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And
it was so weird. So yeah, as you guys know, again, our first birthday. We've been doing it for a year now. We've just turned one. I woke up this morning in the Airbnb, came downstairs, two gifts on the table wrapped. It said. One said to Blake and Luke from BLT Pod, one said to Tyler from BLT Pod. I don't know if that's just from a conceptualized energy that represents the podcast, but I was happy to receive them. Gifts are gifts.
You're right.
So I thought I'd pass them out here.
That's weird. We're in the same Airbnb and I'm only just seeing them now.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Well, this one says to Blake and Luke from the BLT Pod. It's got a lot of dirty marks on it. There's a little less care taken on this one, it looks like. You guys can feel free to unwrap that now if you want.
Thank you. So this is a gift to Blake and I from the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Itself.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Blake and I just unwrapping the gift and...
And what the fuck is this?
What is it?
It's a dart blaster twin pack.
Oh, it's pretty cool. And what's those?
Lollies, but they're open. Did you mean... No.
I didn't do anything. I had nothing to do with
it. It's half a pack of lollies. Yeah.
What type of lollies are they?
That's the reject shop lollies, dude. That's so gross.
Sour peach hearts.
It's weird. So you guys got two little dart guns and a lollies from the reject shop.
Is that because we're the heart of the pod?
I don't know why you got that. Don't think that's why.
Good stuff. That was great. Yeah, well done.
That was sick.
I love you too.
I was about to say it's because you guys are so sweet. Anyway, this one says... Oh, it's upside down. This one says, to Tyler, HBD, BLT Pod. It's pretty cool.
Your one looks heaps bigger than our one.
Yeah, it's weird. What is it?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
You gotta really... Oh.
Dude! Oh, shit!
What's your one?
Fortnite Nerf Rotating Bolt Action Elite Sniper Nerf Gun. That's crazy! Dude, I love this podcast! What the hell? That's awesome! Wait, can you hold yours up as well?
We got the reject store dart pistol.
And I got the
Can I trade one of you cunts for the sock back? Like, can we have one back each, please?
We'll have to find something to do with these guns. That's really good. That's all. Well, I mean... Yeah, I'm stoked with that. That's awesome.
Oh, well...
Dude, birthdays are the best. Where did that happen?
Is anyone... I don't want to, like, poo-poo a party, because I don't want to be a party pooper, but...
No, poo-poo the party, because the party's fucking shit, and I hate it.
It feels like a little bit like you wanted a Fortnite Nerf gun.
Whoa. Whoa. Listen, I had nothing to do with this. I'm very happy with the result. Side note, when you guys check the Patreon balance and see all the money missing, nothing to do with the purchasing of these gifts for the podcast, right? But I am happy with what how it ended up.
And so, when the people in suits back home complain about this monetary purchase,
yep,
you can shoot them in the face, which is fun.
Exactly. I do like that. Yeah, I've got a bolt action sniper to take care of the
job. If you actually took Patreon, man, we're saving up to go to WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas next year, and you've spent it on this bullshit right here.
The podcast spent it. I had nothing to do with it, man, for the last time.
Do we have any other birthday celebrations we'd like to do?
I thought we do need to sing happy birthday to the pod.
Yeah.
I would like to do that too.
Actually, have we all got a have we all made a wish?
Well, you're not meant to say it out loud, but I think for the sake of this being a podcast, we probably should, hey?
Yeah.
So what do we wish upon for the next year of the pod?
Okay, can I go first?
I'd love for you to go first.
I'm being a bit gritty. I've already made a wish in the past, but yeah. There was a little delay, but we got there in the end. Well done, everybody. No, I wish over the next year...
Sorry, for those who don't know, Blake's terminally ill.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that's... are you also terminally ill? Oh, cool.
Yeah, let's go. You're too upbeat about it, but yeah. What do you have? Heart condition. That's not good. Yeah.
Did you ever make a wish?
No, make a wish.
No,
Blake.
Twilight,
just...
you should have given the heart lollies to her. She needs them. Like, you piece of shit.
Oh my god, yeah. I fucked up.
Okay. For the next over the next year of the pod, I wish for people to understand the format of the introductions.
Excellent.
At live shows. Excellent. In the future, please.
Excellent.
And that's a lovely wish, but I just don't think that will happen. I would like to wish... I was going to say more listeners, but I think I'm happy with our current listeners. Maybe more brain cells of those listeners.
Yeah.
It's pretty similar to your wish, but I'm more generalising it.
Yeah.
Do you know what would be nice? You know how when we do these live shows at the Sago, who listens to the pod and like two people go, yes! It'd be nice if the people who came to the shows went home and listened to the podcast. Like, it'd be a good wish.
Oh, so you want these people to start listening?
Yeah. Some people are like, commitment, I have things on, I'm sick that day. Fair enough, all right.
Can I make another wish? So I also a less racist crowd next time we next time we congregate, please.
Yeah.
What's your wish, Tyler?
My wish is for... Listen, I think that birthdays and celebrations, especially with your best friends, are something that should really come from the heart. And I thought long and hard about my birthday wish, and I wanted it to be something that was meaningful to me and to us. And so my wish is that Miss Trunchbull, who left that fucking review on Spotify, falls down a staircase, enters a coma for years to come, comes out of the coma in 10, 11 years, goes back, listens through the podcast again, and realises that I didn't go fucking anywhere. That's my wish.
Quite a depressing wish, man. I admit.
Is everything all right, man? You just got a new Fortnite Nerf gun.
And I'm taking shots already. So.
Speaking of, this is maybe just going back to the brain cell thing. And it's not you guys. It's never the people I'm directly talking to.
I promise. It applies to everyone else.
It's the other ones that aren't here. You guys are smart enough to figure out where this venue is, which was actually really challenging. For those who don't know, I should have said this at the start, we're recording this live podcast in a nightclub up three flights of stairs. You can smell the amount of people that have been fingered in this room.
And
it's pungent.
And two of them are on stage right now as well.
And here I was thinking that smell was your socks, man. No.
Well done. No, so I did some shows here in Sydney this week. That's why I was here a week earlier.
Yep.
And I don't think sometimes people know. So as you guys would have experienced tonight while waiting, we were setting up late. We're still doing a sound check when you guys were separated by that little curtain there. And you might have heard us talking, which is fair because the only thing separating us was a curtain.
Yes,
and we're also reading jokes into a microphone. I looked up. Well, I was trying to entertain you guys. I felt bad. We left you waiting in the foyer. So I googled 101 good clean jokes that will make you laugh your pants off, and it was good clean fun before the show.
That's why my pants were off.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't stop with the jokes, man.
And.
So during my shows during the week, it was kind of the same setup. My little backstage area was just behind a curtain, and I had a couple of opening acts, and which means you could hear people in the audience reacting to the jokes just through the curtain. Like, these people are only a few meters away, but they have no idea that I can hear them reacting to the jokes.
That's classic.
So there was one of my openers, Peter James, very funny. He was doing a bit, I'm not going to spoil a bit, but he mentioned, he was like, he was talking about meeting a wiggle, and he said it was one of the four primary colours. Well, four. There's not four. Anyway, whatever. I just realised the jokes. Whatever. He says it was one of the primary colours.
Yeah.
He doesn't say who the wiggle is, okay. Member of the band, but he goes, it was one of the primary colours. And a girl through the curtain went, ooh, banana. Understand, you reap what you sow with your audience, so I must be a fucking moron.
And that's then awesome.
Throughout the rest of his set, I think it was the same person, he had another bit about chickens, and whenever Peter said the word chickens, she would just go to herself again. She's right near the curtain. He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so my uncle wants to know some chickens. And every time she goes, yes. Yes, chickens. Right? And then he'd say chickens again, and she'd be like, oh. And this that's happened awesome. Maybe 10 times.
Fantastic.
And I still don't really get why. And I never mentioned it on stage. I didn't want to breach that trust between the curtain.
Yeah.
Like, it felt wrong because she didn't know I was eavesdropping. So instead I've just talked about it on a podcast. But in the moment I didn't want to embarrass her. I was like, I'll remember this and get her later. And that was very cute. But it was
banana.
Yeah. Obviously one of the three primary colours.
Yes, it is. What's another primary colour?
I don't think my fans know what a colour is, which is so cute. They watch the Minions and like, that's my favourite colour.
It's like how they've lit this audience up in tomato right now.
Yeah. You guys look very Apple, it's cool.
Yeah. Extremely Apple. Wow.
Anyway, so that's I was just trying to justify my wish. I'm wishing the next time, maybe next year when I come back to Sydney, someone mentions a primary colour and then someone says colour. That's what my wish is. It's
not heaps to ask for. Yeah, mine was a little much to ask for, maybe. Should have gone with what you did. Fuck.
Well, it was like we've hit a natural conclusion. What I mean is we've really tanked the vibe in here.
Yes.
So with that, we'll end the podcast for the people at home. So thanks for tuning in. Please leave a review. Can't wait to read it, Miss Trunchbull. And actually, Whitey, since you're so opinionated, do you have any feedback about this episode?
A live review.
Live. We get a live review from you. You've sat through it. You've had time.
Yeah, I'd like to lead everyone in a song. Oh! Happy birthday! Yeah! Yeah!
That's a good review.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Before we can really wrap it up, you guys need to hear when Luke joined the Blank Face band on stage to redeem himself on the guitar. Now, if you guys don't remember, in the lead up to the Melbourne live show earlier this year, Luke promised me he would take some of the weight off my shoulders by jumping into the musical realm and nailing Holiday by Green Day. Now, he did choke a little bit, and he's choked pretty much everywhere else we've gone, but he had one more practice in Melbourne last week. He got up there in Sydney, and this is the result.
I would like to invite to the stage the King of Redemption Arcs, Mr. Rick Kittle. Sydney, we're going to sing a song by Green Day. If you know the words, please sing along. I'm already feeling the vocal cords are folding inwards. So much yapping today. So if you guys know, please sing along. Here is Mr. Luke Kidgel and the Blank Face Band performing arguably the greatest song of 2004. Ready?
Yeah.
shit.
I just want to say thank you for guys for rocking the theme. And if that was Guitar Herb, I would have got 3.5 stars! Yes!
Another riveting episode. Stay pretty and see you next week on BLT. Like the sandwich.